KJAN Sports.
Time for Jacob Sports. Good morning, I'm Jim Field. Our sports update this hour brought to you by Nishna Valley Credit Union in Atlantic, where their purpose is to encourage savings, offer members low-cost loans, and provide other financial services.
The Nishna Valley Credit Union in Atlantic is a community credit union offering you great services. I'm Jeff Nelson. Whether you're looking for a place to save your money or invest in a new home, car, or something else, visit with the staff of the Nishna Valley Credit Union. The Nishna Valley Credit Union is committed to making available financial products and services that will enable you to meet your financial needs and reach your financial goals. And now, if you live in one of 18 Southwest Iowa counties, you are eligible to join. Best of all, the Nishna Valley Credit Union offers the convenience of two full-service locations, Atlantic and Creston.
Well, we had high school basketball for you last night as we tipped off our new season with a girls' contest last night from Avoca, AHST hosting Exira EHK. It was a close game at the half, a seven-point game, but a big third quarter gave Exira EHK a 55-22 victory last night. Maddie Peppers had 16 points, Taylor Peterson 13, and freshman Rachel Smith had 10 in her first varsity game to help Exira EHK to the win. Casey Peters led AHST with 8 points as the Spartans outscored the Lady Vikes 34-7 overall in the second half. And Exira EHK coach Tom Peterson said it was a stepped-up defensive effort coming out of the locker room at halftime that led to the big second half.
When we went into halftime, Jim, the one thing that we said to the kids is we have to have a big third quarter. We always teach and preach the first 3 and 4 minutes of that are the most important part of the game. We went on a 17-2 run, I believe, in the third quarter, and that was kind of the decisive factor for tonight's game.
As they win at 55-22 last night. Also in the high school hoops last night, close one between Guthrie Center and Audubon. It was the Tigers, 55-53 over the Wheelers. Iowa Christian Academy beat Earlham 53-44. Shenandoah downing East Mills 48-31. Lamoni defeating Lenox 41-38. More high school girls hoops tonight here on KJAN as Chris and I will be at the Atlantic High School Gymnasium as the Atlantic girls will play host to Abraham Lincoln as they tip off their new season. Game time 7:30. Tonight, we're on the air a little before that with a pregame this evening. That's the Lady Lynx and the Trojans tonight on KJAN and also on the web. You can listen worldwide at KJAN.com. In men's college hoops yesterday, Joe Harris had 18 points and Mike Scott 14 and 9 rebounds to lead Virginia to a 60-52 win over pesky Drake in the fourth place game of the Paradise Jam. Virginia led 26-15 at the half and they pushed their lead to 36-20 early in the second half after a basket by freshman Malcolm Brogdon. But Drake steadily outscored the Cavaliers from there as the Bulldogs took advantage of 5 straight Virginia turnovers to pull within 4 after a bucket by David Smith with 44 seconds left in the game. However, the Cavaliers sealed the victory with free throws down the stretch as Harris and Scott stepped to the line and hit 2 each as Virginia held on for the win. Ben Simons led Drake with 14 points, just 4 of 12 shooting from the field, though, as the Bulldogs are now 3-2 on the season. In top 25 men's college hoops, Austin Rivers scored 18 points. Seth Curry and Ryan Kelly had 17 each, and 6th-ranked Duke pulled away in the second half to beat Tennessee 77-67 in the first round of the Maui Invitational. Next up for the Blue Devils is Michigan, which knocked off 8th-ranked Memphis 73-61. Tim Hardaway Jr. had 21 points, and Trey Burke added 14 as Michigan improved to 4-0 by shooting 54% and hounding the Tigers with a variety of defenses. Elsewhere in the top 25, Jared Sullinger had 27 points and 13 rebounds as number 3 Ohio State roared to a big first-half lead, beating North Florida 85-50. Freshman Bradley Beal scored a career-high 22 points, leading 10th-ranked Florida to a 78-65 win over Wright State. The 14th-ranked Kansas Jayhawks beat Georgetown 67-63 at the Maui Invitational. Kansas will play UCLA next in Maui. Number 16 Marquette escaped with a 59-57 win over Norfolk State. Brad Tinsley hit a 15-foot jumper with 4.5 seconds to play as number 18 Vanderbilt beat Oregon State 64-62 in the title game of the Ticket City Legends Classic at the Meadowlands. The 20th-ranked Cal Bears crushed Georgia 70-46. Marcus Denman scored 26 points, Phil Presley 17, and number 21 Missouri used a big run spanning halftime to knock off Notre Dame 87-58 in the semifinals of the CBE Classic. Also, Dee Bost scored 21 points, freshman Rodney Hood added a career-high 20, and number 24 Mississippi State beat Louisiana Monroe 78-63. I'll have more sports after this timeout.
The Nishna Valley Credit Union has undergone some major improvements that would not have been possible without our members' commitment to the success of their credit union. This is Jeff Nelson, Board of Directors Chairman, and we thank you for your support and dedication. Not only did we open a branch in Creston, but we have expanded our charter to include 18 Southwest Iowa counties. Membership is now easier to attain than ever before, and I encourage you to let your friends and neighbors know what a valuable asset your credit union is to you. We also offer free checking and gap insurance. Give the Nishna Valley Credit Union a call today and find out how membership can benefit you.
Iowa State has known what it has in Coach Paul Rhodes from the moment the Cyclones hired him in December of 2008, and now the rest of the country knows, too. Rhodes, the energetic third-year coach, pulled off the biggest win in school history Friday night as Iowa State stunned then-number 2 Oklahoma State in double overtime, 37-31, in a rare nationally televised game for the program. Iowa State Athletic Director Jamie Pollard says the win reinforced what the school has come to appreciate with Rhodes. Pollard says the Cyclones play hard for Rhodes, and they believe in him. Iowa State will shoot for another huge upset on Saturday with a game at number 12, Oklahoma. Sooners 8-2, 5-2 in the conference. The Cyclones 6-4 and 3-4 in the Big 12 entering that game. In other college football notes, Arizona has hired former Michigan coach Rich Rodriguez to take over a program that's never played in the Rose Bowl, has been mired in mediocrity for most of the past decade. Arizona fired coach Mike Stoops last month after he went 41-50 in 7-plus seasons at the Pac-12 school. The Wildcats have not won more than 8 games in a season since 1998 under Dick Tomey. There was a buzz over the weekend that Urban Meyer would be taking over the beleaguered football program at Ohio State, but the former Florida head coach tells the Sun in Gainesville newspaper that he still has concerns about returning to coaching, and right now there are no decisions to be made. Suspended Missouri football coach Gary Pinkel said that he failed miserably as a role model after his recent drunken driving arrest and guilty plea. His Tigers prepare to face Kansas on Saturday, perhaps for the final time in the school's 120-year rivalry, as Missouri looks to leave the Big 12 conference for the SEC as soon as next season. Massachusetts has fired football coach Kevin Morris with 2 years left on his contract after he posted a 16-17 record in 3 seasons running the Minutemen team, including a 5-6 mark this year. Well, the Kansas City Chiefs made it official. They placed quarterback Matt Cassel on injured reserve with a hand injury, ending his season yesterday. Cassel had surgery on his right throwing hand November 14th after being injured a day earlier in a 17-10 loss to Denver. He was placed on IR shortly before last night's game against the New England Patriots. His absence made Tyler Palco, who had thrown 13 NFL passes, the first stringer, with rookie Ricky Stanzi the backup. The teams met for the first time since September 7th, 2008, when Cassel, who was then with the Patriots, came in for Tom Brady after he suffered a season-ending knee injury in the first quarter. The Chiefs filled Castle's roster spot with wide receiver Jeremy Horn, who has played in 6 games with the Chiefs in 2010 and 2011. Well, the New England Patriots opened some daylight atop the AFC East as Tom Brady threw 2 touchdown passes to tight end Rob Gronkowski, and the Patriots routed the offensively challenged Kansas City Chiefs 34-3 last night. Julian Edelman returned a punt 72 yards for a touchdown, and Kyle Arrington had 2 interceptions as the 7-3 Patriots increased their AFC East lead to 2 games over Buffalo and the Jets. The Chiefs weren't expected to do much on offense behind untested quarterback Tyler Palco, making his first career start with Matt Cassel injured, and they didn't, managing just a 26-yard field goal by Ryan Succop with a 1:30 left in the first quarter for their only lead. The Chiefs lost their 3rd straight as their offense has scored just 16 points in those 3 losses. Jay Cutler broke the thumb on his throwing hand in the Bears' victory over San Diego and needs surgery, and he'll be out for an extended time. But the club is confident their number 1 quarterback will be back in uniform before the season is over. With Cutler out, the Bears will turn to backup Caleb Haney against Oakland this weekend, and they'll also look to bring in a veteran QB. Haney has thrown just 14 regular season passes in 4 years. Jets coach Rex Ryan says he's accountable for his actions and will not appeal the $75,000 fine he received from the NFL. His bank account was lightened for using profanity while angrily responding to a heckling fan at halftime of New York's home loss to New England on Sunday. A 49-second video shot by a fan at MetLife Stadium shows the Jets walking off the field and someone yelling, "Hey Rex, Belichick is better than you," referring to Patriots coach Bill Belichick. Ryan looks up and tells the fan to shut up while using an obscenity. Ryan later apologized for the incident. Ryan was fined $50,000 by the Jets in February of 2010 after he was caught on a cell phone camera giving the middle finger to a fan during a mixed martial arts event in Florida. The Viking star running back is questionable for this weekend's game against Atlanta. The 2-8 team says Adrian Peterson has a high ankle sprain that will put him in a walking boot. He was injured late in the first quarter of a loss to Oakland and did not return. Coach Leslie Frazier says Peterson won't test the ankle until Friday. Titans quarterback Matt Hasselbeck has no structural damage to his right forearm and elbow. Coach Mike Munchak says tests were negative and Hasselbeck's injury is more of a muscle strain in the forearm, and he could be practicing again by Wednesday. Green Bay's James Starks has a sprained knee and a sore ankle, leaving his availability in doubt for the Packers' Thanksgiving Day game in Detroit. Browns coach Pat Shurmur says Peyton Hillis will miss his sixth consecutive game with a hamstring injury. The Cardinals have lost starting nose tackle Dan Williams for the remainder of the season with a broken left arm. In the National Hockey League last night, it was Columbus beating Calgary 4-1. Carolina doubled up Philadelphia 4-2. Pittsburgh shut down the New York Islanders 5-0. Washington over Phoenix 4-3. Boston 1-0 over Montreal. Florida beat New Jersey 4-3. And Dallas a 4-1 winner over Edmonton. In baseball news, American League Cy Young Award winner Justin Verlander is adding the AL Most Valuable Player Award to his impressive resume. Detroit's ace right-hander is just the 10th pitcher to earn both awards in the same season. He's the first since Oakland Athletics reliever Dennis Eckersley in 1992 and the first starter to win MVP honors since Boston's Roger Clemens in 1986. Verlander was named first on 13 of 28 first-place votes cast by the Baseball Writers Association of America as he ended up with 280 points. Boston center fielder Jacoby Ellsbury was second with 242 points, followed by Toronto right fielder Jose Bautista with 231 points. Verlander went 24-5 with a 2.4 earned run average and 250 strikeouts to earn pitching's Triple Crown. In other baseball news, Seattle Mariners outfielder Greg Hallman was stabbed to death early yesterday, and his 22-year-old brother has been arrested as a suspect, according to police in Rotterdam. The 24-year-old Dutchman hit .230 in 35 games and made starts at all three outfield positions for the Mariners in 2011 before being optioned out to AAA Tacoma. A Major League Baseball and its Players Association have called a news conference for today to announce a new labor contract. The sides were working to sign a memorandum of understanding on the 5-year deal, which replaces one that was set to expire December 11th. The agreement, which will be drafted into a formal contract, includes blood testing for human growth hormone, a rise in the minimum salary to $480,000, and luxury taxes on both amateur draft signings and international free agents coming to the major leagues. It modifies the luxury tax on high payrolls and changes compensation for clubs losing major league free agents. The Pirates have agreed to terms with shortstop Clint Barmus on a 2-year deal worth about $10.5 million. That reunites him with Pittsburgh manager Clint Hurdle. Those two worked together in Colorado from 2003 to 2009. The 33-year-old Barmus is a .252 lifetime hitter with 73 home runs and 324 RBIs. He hit .244 with 12 homers and 39 knocked in 123 games last season for Houston. And Joe Nathan and the Texas Rangers have agreed to a 2-year contract with a club option for 2014. The former Twin moving to the Rangers means that closer Neftali Feliz will shift into the starting rotation for Texas for the next season. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by Nishna Valley Credit Union, located at 200 Maple Street in Atlantic. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.